Today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
So picture the scene. The sun is splitting the stones at home. So you go to the beach, which might just be a few miles away if you're lucky, only to find that it's raining there. Now, we're all accustomed to the mood swings of the Irish weather. As the saying goes, four seasons in one day. But why does Irish weather vary so much across the country? Well, to explain, I'm joined by meteorologist with Met Erin, Joanna Donnelly. Good morning, Joanna.
Morning, Claire.
Good to have you with us. Now, it does feel like the weather in Ireland is really varied. You know, the changes from town to town and village to village. Do we have a particularly variable weather system here?
We do. We absolutely do. And I think this is going to be a running theme through every conversation, because it is a running theme through every conversation I have about the weather. And it's down to the Atlantic. It's down to our position between the Atlantic, and not just the Atlantic with the warm stream of water that comes up and keeps us warm. It's coming out of the Gulf of Mexico. That's why it's called the Gulf Stream. And also our proximity to Europe, the landmass of Europe. So we're on the edge of those two. We're in a unique position. So it's down to our unique position in the world.
And that's probably why we're going to get very different weather on our east coast and on our west coast.
That's right. On the west coast, of course, we've got the Atlantic and the weather systems that come with it. Also, apart from just weather systems associated with low pressure, we've got the showers as well. Showers come in off the Atlantic. The Atlantic is actually quite warm, particularly around our coast where we, as I said, the Gulf Stream is going to keep coming up. So it generates showers when there's a cold air mass, and those showers then affect coastal areas of the west as well. So it's not even just one thing or another. It's a combination of a lot of things.
And people will have really noticed this during the really warm weather during the summer, the heat wave, where you have people saying I'm sweltering in 33 degrees in one part of Ireland. But then in places like the Northwest, people are saying, well, no, hang on a second now, it's only 17 degrees here.
I know. And you have to really be careful about that when you're broadcasting a weather forecast saying it's a beautiful day, and the people that are sitting in the poor conditions on coastal areas. And it's not always the Northwest either. And in the early part of the summer, you're going to see the south coast really suffer from coastal fog. And we can see Cork and Waterford, all the coastal areas of the south, Cork, Kerry, Waterford, might have the sea fog. And that's because you get the warm air coming up over the colder sea in the early part of the summer. And they really suffer from poor days when the inland areas might see 30 degrees in sunshine. And the east coast, of course, if you get an easterly wind, which will give most of the country lovely weather, the east coast will really suffer because the Irish Sea is freezing. The Irish Sea is actually much colder than the Atlantic coast.
But even in those places in the coastal regions that might expect colder weather, you'll have places, towns that are sheltered by mountain ranges.
Exactly. I'm going to add something into the mix. You know, I hope at the end of this conversation, Claire, there's going to be a huge appreciation for meteorologists in Ireland.
That's what we're aiming for.
We add into the mix there in the mountains. We've got the McGillicuddy Reeks there in Kerry, and they're 1,000 metres high. So anything to the leeward side. So that's the side away from the wind. We've got a prevailing southwesterly wind in Ireland. So the wind comes, hits the mountain ranges, rises up, dries out as it rises, and then it's warmer as it falls down the other side. That's putting it simply. It's called a Fawn effect. And that will give warmer, drier weather on the lee side of mountains. So you get these little towns that have beautiful climates on the right side of a mountain range.
So are those the microclimates that we hear about?
Yeah, I think nearly every town in Ireland, particularly a town that has a reliance on any sort of tourism, is going to say they have a microclimate. But we do have microclimates. There are little towns and villages. I think Arklow probably has a lovely little microclimate too, because it's got the east coast and it's got the east coast drier weather, and it's got the Fawn from the Wicklow Mountains, but you're also high mountains. So yet there are towns and villages. I know we're going to hear from Cork and Kerry, the towns and villages down around the McGillicuddy Reeks, that have these lovely warm climates, and that's due to those prevailing southwest winds coming
over. Well, it's interesting to hear you mention Arklow on the east coast, because when you hear and talk about microclimates, you do normally associate it with the southwest, don't you?
The southwest, yes, because the mountains there are particularly high, and that's they do get a notable difference, and especially because coastal areas of the west have the fronts coming in, the clouds low, the raining out, and then just over the mountain range, the rain has gone, the sun's out, and it's warm.
Sounds
and the
lovely.
Air temperature itself is actually higher too.
The wettest areas then in Ireland, along the Atlantic coast, exposed areas, I suppose, given what you've said.
Yeah, they're, as I said, they're not just exposed to the frontal systems, which come in from the Atlantic associated with those low pressure systems, but we've also got showers. You'll hear the, if you listen out for the forecasts, you'll hear showers becoming confined to western coastal areas overnight. That's because showers that generate during the day over the heat of the land, when the land loses its heat at night, those showers die away, but they're still coming in on the coast because the sea is warmer. So in the wintertime particularly, or in, at this time of the year indeed, you'll see the showers retreating to the coast. So coasts are going to also, as well as getting the frontal systems, they've also got the showers. So they're definitely going to get more rain.
And with a bit of wind, you get that constant sideways rain.
I shouldn't laugh.
No, but it's really tough. I find that really tough. It's quite oppressive, you know, when it is constant, and it can be.
Yeah, and I think when it's coupled with rain or wind, sorry, when the rain is coupled with wind, it can be, you know, you can take one or the other. You can put a coat on, you can put a raincoat on, but when they're both coming at you together, you really feel like it's out to get you.
Yeah, roll on the winter, eh? So looking forward to those times. Let's be more optimistic then and talk about the drier areas. Are there drier areas, places you can rely on to have less showers?
Well, without putting ourselves out there for crucifixion, yeah, Dublin is going to be drier because we've got the shelter of the Wicklow and Dublin mountains, and we're on the east coast. We're away from the prevailing winds and the frontal systems coming through. So anywhere on the lee side of a mountain is going to be drier. But I think Dublin is probably one of the drier capital cities in Europe, even because of that those mountain ranges.
When it comes to the heat, it's the Midlands, isn't it?
Oh, definitely the Midlands. Yeah, I think we had near records. I think Carlow got near August records this year with during the heat wave in August, which is an unusual time to have heat waves in Ireland. But the record still stands for Kilkenny Castle, and nobody's coming near it because they hold on to that record with a vice grip, 33.3 degrees in Kilkenny Castle. But if you look at any of the high temperatures that are recorded around the country, you're going to notice they're all inland, and that's because, of course, the sea's cooler.
But they also get terrible frosts in the winter. I mean, you often see the lowest temperatures in those areas too.
For exactly the same reason, the sea will keep you warm in the winter. So if you want a mild winter, you go to the coast. If you want a warm summer, you go inland.
All right, so we might just move around. That might be the best thing to do to get the best.
One of those lovely camper vans.
Yeah, exactly. And then when it comes to altitude, how much of an impact does that have on weather in Ireland?
Well, our mountains aren't at the same time terribly high. The highest ranges, as we know, are in Kerry. That's 1,000 metres at the McGillicuddy Peaks. Now, the temperature difference from the base of those mountains, let's say at sea level, to the peak is about 10 degrees. So if you're setting off to climb a high mountain, you have to be aware that the air temperature drops by a degree for every 100 metres you climb. So although our mountains aren't usually high, there is definitely a degree drop every 100 metres. So you have to be accountable for that cooler air as you go north.
So all of this makes the weather very hard to predict.
Yeah, it's why I'm paid the big bucks. I wish that wasn't so funny. Yeah, it is. And it's great because it gives us a lot of challenge here in Ireland. I know you are going to hear people say to us, oh, but when I was in America, they could predict that there was going to be a shower at 4 o'clock and where it was going to happen. It's like, yeah, I only wish. But we don't have that sort of situation here. We have a variable climate. We're kept in that nice Goldilocks area. Not too hot, not too cold, not too wet. Not too dry. It's just right,
but hard to predict. And nowhere else on earth is quite like it for forecasters, would you say?
Nowhere else is like it. We're unique in the world. Even the UK, which is just so close, you think they would have the same climate, but they don't. They have much more influence from the continental air mass of Europe. They're very, very close, of course, to Europe. And particularly England in the UK has a much more continental looking air mass. Nowhere else in the world is on our latitude. We're at 53 degrees north, so we're at the same latitude as Moscow, as Newfoundland. You know, we should be cold. We're not cold because of the Gulf Stream. So we're unique. We've got the high at the high latitudes and we've got warm air. So there's nowhere else like us. The Pacific Ocean across the way, you think, you know, British Columbia, that sort of place. We're nearly in Alaska, but the Pacific Ocean is much, much colder than the Atlantic and it doesn't have that Gulf Stream. So although they have wet weather and windy weather, they don't have the mild weather that we have.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And is it harder to predict in wintertime or is it difficult to predict all year round?
Well, I'll tell you, when you get a forecast and you say, oh, it's going to be a sunny day tomorrow, and that line of stratus comes in and it's cloudy and you got air mass drizzle, then that is not easy. That's actually really, really difficult. I'd say it's probably equally difficult all year round, but it has different challenges.
Now, we're getting listeners telling us about their local climate. I live in East Cork. Since St. Patrick's Day, we had only two occasions when there was a full day of rain.
Yeah, absolutely. East Cork is on the right side of the mountains. When I say the right side, I mean the correct
side,
if you don't want anyway.
That's proving your point.
Yes.
This person says, how come my car read a temperature of 39 degrees in Cavan during the more recent hot spell? Now, we've spoken about the temperature readout in your car on this programme before, and I think you're not really supposed to rely on it, Joanna. Am I right?
Now, hold on a second. This is another complicated one. I swear to God, I'm putting in for a raise. How you feel is going to be different to the forecasted air temperature, because the air temperature measured by Met Aaron is measured 2 metres off the ground in shade in what's called a Stevens's screen. So that's the measure of the air temperature. But if you stand out in the sun and the sun is shining directly onto you, you're going to feel hotter. If you stand in a little sun trap sheltered from the wind, the sun shining on it, it's going to get hotter in those places. And it gets hotter in your car because your car is made of metal and often leather and dark colours, and it tracks the heat and it holds on to the heat. So it is going to register a higher air temperature. That's not the air temperature as recorded by Met Aaron and forecast those, but that doesn't mean you're not feeling it. You're feeling that 39 degrees of air temperature for sure, mm-hmm. but it's just not the air temperature over the country that we're
So just to be clear, that may not be incorrect, the 39 degrees in Cavan.
Oh, absolutely not. No. And I mean, if you put a thermometer in your garden and you put it in a sunny little corner spot where the sun is shining all day and there's no wind circulating the air around it, it's just going to get hotter and hotter. And the temperature that it records on your thermometer is the temperature of the air in that place. But it's not the air temperature circulating around that we're all feeling generally.
That's why Met Aaron goes by its own recorded temperatures, and you don't want to know about somebody's car in Cavan.
It's not that you feel your temperature, you feel it, but we need to have the scientifically recorded and accurate numbers. And we use those numbers, of course, to generate the forecast for the rest of the weather system. So, yes. I mean, it's very important that we have those right numbers.
Joanna, it's been fascinating, as always. Joanna Donnelly, meteorologist with Met Aaron. Thank you very much, Joanna, for joining us.